I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. At least one person has been killed and more than 100 wounded after what is believed to be a grenade attack during a rally for Ethiopia's new prime minister. This comes just weeks after he made a dramatic move toward peace with neighbor Eritrea. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
It's not clear yet who orchestrated it, but Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed was unharmed and later said the attack was conducted by forces who didn't want to see his country united. Eritrea joined him in condemnation. The Prime Minister has only been in power for 2 months, and in that time he's started a series of sweeping reforms to the country in addition to that proposed peace deal. The two countries have had a military buildup on each other's borders for decades after a war between them that killed tens of thousands of people. Not everyone's welcomed the changes, though, including some hardliners and veterans of that war. There are also ethnic rivalries at play.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to impose a 20% tariff on vehicles assembled in the European Union and shipped to the United States. This is in retaliation for European tariffs on American imports. On Friday, the day new EU tariffs went into effect, Mr. Trump tweeted that if these tariffs and barriers are not soon broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here. Auto industry experts have said that such tariffs could negatively impact the U.S. economy as well as Europe's economy. This is VOA News. Nikki Haley, the United States Ambassador to the United Nations, said Thursday a UN report on poverty within the country was ridiculous. The UN report released earlier this month highlighted economic inequality and claimed the policies pursued by the Trump administration would exacerbate the country's wealth gap, further hurting the poor. President Trump has put the emphasis on border security, capping off a week when the immigration issue became a political firestorm that swept through Washington. VOA's Jim Malone reports.
Trump hosted an event with so-called angel families, family members who have lost loved ones at the hands of illegal immigrants.
They don't talk about the death and destruction caused by people that shouldn't be here. People that will continuously get into trouble and do bad things.
Sabine Durden remembered her son, Dominic.
I brought my son. This is what I have left, his ashes.
Earlier on Twitter, the president told Republicans they should stop wasting their time trying to pass an immigration fix in Congress. Republicans struggled this week to pass legislation and will try again next week. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Another olive branch has been extended by the U.S. to South Korea, I should say North Korea, since U.S. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's had their Singapore meeting. Reuters' Leah Jakobiak reports.
The militaries of the United States and South Korea have agreed to suspend some of their joint training exercises scheduled for the next few months. In another sign that promises made at the Trump-Kim Jong-un summit are moving forward. When President Trump met Kim in Singapore earlier this month, he announced he'd stop the, quote, very provocative and expensive drills, which the North had long requested. Although it baffled some allies as they're designed to keep forces at a state of readiness, the troops are regarded as some of the most battle-ready in the U.S. military.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned by the recent military escalation, including ground offensives and aerial bombardments in southwestern Syria. That's according to a statement from a spokesperson. Guterres has called for an immediate end to the current military escalation and urges all stakeholders to respect their obligations under international law and international humanitarian law. Jordan brokered a ceasefire agreement in southern Syria between the U.S. and Russia in July of 2017. Peace talks between South Sudanese President Salva Kiir and rebel leader Riek Machar ended without an agreement, but the two principals may meet face-to-face again, possibly as early as next week. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA.